Mr. Gum and the Dancing Bear by Andy Stanton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Padlock the Bear. Who likes bears? Everyone likes bears. I like bears, you like bears, this guy I know called Will Bullman likes bears. Everyone likes bears. They're truly the king of the jungle. They are nature's way of saying, here's what bears look like. They are the best. They are the bears. And guess what, bear likers? You're in luck, because this story is all about a bear. Not just any bear, mind you, but a startlingly big and handsome specimen who came strolling into the little town of Lamonic Bibber one fine autumn morning. He was a proper fat, shaggy, rumble-me-tumble sort of a roly-poly flip-flap-flopper of a big brown bear. Not like some of these cheap bears you see nowadays, who've hardly got any legs and need batteries. He was as tall as two men, or about 40 hamsters if you could only manage to glue them on top of each other to prove it. And he weighed as much as 200 watermelons, or roughly 19,000 grapes.
But what about his fur?
Well, I'm glad I asked me that, because he was covered from head to foot in the most gorgeous chocolate-coloured fur you've ever seen. It was soft and deep and long, and it was glossy with healthy goodness, just like a bear's fur should be. And his eyes! Oh, his eyes! His precious hazel eyes.